You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Because of DOGE, we were able to determine that there are 1 million people who are claiming Medicaid from multiple states. That's illegal. It's theft. You're not allowed to do that.
And Mr. Secretary, this has nothing to do with the budget that's
actually being proposed.
These are the
only cuts that are being made. These are the only cuts that are being made to Medicaid.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
Good morning, my
Hello.
Friend. How are you?
Oh, gosh. You know, I'm just fighting with the doldrums of boredom, just trying to find anything in Washington to talk about. I mean, you know, I often worry, Mark and Kim, that, you know, one day I'll be old and gray with grandkids and they'll say, what was it like, Grandpa, covering Washington? And I'll say, well, it just was boring. Nothing ever happened.
Yeah, like several people. Like Ben, what's up with the head of Ben and Jerry's? Like, this guy's got more money than he'll ever need, and he's at a hearing in Washington, standing up, interrupting a hearing, screaming like a madman.
It's unbelievable. I mean, literally, this is what I suppose millionaires, maybe he's a billionaire, does with his money, shows up to an HHS hearing to scream about Gaza. By the way, I didn't include this in my reporting today, but and just so our listeners know, yesterday I was covering RFK Jr.'s HHS secretary's hearings that were contentious. He was defending these massive cuts to HHS and, you know, being questioned yet again on vaccines amid the measles outbreak. And all of a sudden during the Senate version, because there was a House version hearing in the morning, Senate in the afternoon, Ben Cohen and a handful of protesters just started screaming, interrupting it, and the Capitol Police had to literally physically grab this old man that we later learned is Ben Cohen, drag him out and arrest him on obstruction charges because he was screaming about Gaza, which really confused everybody in the room because
wow.
Obviously Gaza had nothing to do with it. But then Cohen's spokesperson issued a statement to us that said, quote, we are expected to be good Americans and look the other way. Are we expected to be good Americans and look the other way as Israel prevents food, water, and medicine from reaching the remaining people of Gaza? Israel is literally starving them to death. We will not look away. And so it's like unbelievable that this is, you know, the state of our contentious politics, that these protesters can get into a hearing room and just make us all of a sudden stop everything we're doing and deal with another issue that has nothing to do with the issue at hand.
Right. I thought it was maybe he was upset that, you know, RFK Jr. is all about health, and this is the guy who co-founded Ben and Jerry's, which is not healthy.
No.
Totally separate.
Well, yeah, And you could hear some of the other protesters, because we were really looking at the tape yesterday. One of them was yelling, RFK Jr. kills with AIDS. So that has a different track and a different feel, competes with Ben Cohen and his purpose for being in there. And, it reminds me, there was an old SNL skit years ago where they were doing protests. This is back during the days of protesters, when they actually had a little bit more clarity under President George W. Bush against the Iraq War. But they were making fun of the fact that they had all these protesters about save the whales, stop the war, and then the protesters couldn't agree on what their common cause was.
Pretty much. That's pretty much what happened yesterday. What do you know? I mean, obviously doing reporting on it. I heard JFK, or I keep calling him JFK. I heard RFK say that the cuts in this reconciliation bill are mainly the cuts recommended by DOGE, where there's waste and inefficiency. Does it go beyond that? I mean, did you do any reporting on that yesterday, on what's actually being proposed here?
Yeah, I'm reporting on that. I was yesterday, and continuing a follow-on as well. And what was interesting, just so everyone understands, the new big beautiful bill, the reconciliation bill being driven by Speaker Johnson, has in it some $700 million of cuts to Medicaid because they found that it would that there was as many as a million people, as you played in that soundbite, who are erroneously collecting Medicaid. And then, as RFK Jr. also pointed out, there are thousands more that are illegal aliens collecting Medicaid, which now this administration says they'll no longer provide. And in the whole sort of exchange that he had with the Democratic congressman, having a back and forth, was simply saying, I'm not cutting as a secretary unilaterally throwing poor people off Medicaid. That's a cut that deals with waste, fraud, and abuse found by DOGE that's in the reconciliation bill. You got the wrong guy, and he accused the guy of being on basically simply the Democrat talking points, and he wasn't wrong about that. Now, whether or not, the Medicaid cuts will pass in this bill when they finally vote on the big, beautiful bill, will impact, obviously, RFK Jr.'s HHS department because he oversees Medicaid, but yeah, he's not cutting it directly, and that was the point that he was trying to make. And by the way, it's important to point out there are Democrats looking to cut people off Medicaid too. Who's that? California's liberal governor Gavin Newsom announced yesterday he's looking to kick illegal aliens off Medicaid. So, this isn't like a new thing. Newsom's proposing freezing Medicaid enrollment for illegals to why? To reduce costs.
Because
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, he was used.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In federal money to do it, and he sees that spigot drying up. Then it's all on California at that point. He's realized that. You know, I heard Jimmy Fallon make this point the other day, and it's one that I've addressed on this show a few times, Griff, but you've covered this immigration issue so much, this flood of people into the country. And Jimmy's like, it's more and more obvious all the time what the Democrats are trying to do and why they're so opposed to Trump deporting all these people. They were trying to pack them in for the census purposes because they get more money in those areas and extra congressional seats. And his argument was it was a long term plan by the Democrats to control Congress and the Senate forever. Do you agree or disagree with him?
Listen, I think that those that arrive at that conclusion is the most plausible conclusion you can come up with, that there was a political motivation to literally look the other way and absolutely abdicate your responsibility, a federal responsibility of not allowing illegal people to cross, because they were also releasing them in unprecedented historical high levels.
Yes.
But I think the part, and so you know, look, I don't opine on things, but I think a logical conclusion by analysis is that, yes, Mark, that is the most likely motivation, a political motivation for them to do it. But what's left out of this conversation is, having covered it for years on the front row of it, was that they miscalculated the impact that would have, not only on the entire country, but specifically on the migrant communities, the illegal immigration communities that exist in this country. They suffered the worst from the criminals that came across murders, robbery, rapes, and they didn't see it when it was happening. They didn't react to it in quick enough, or really even at all. And that's why you saw the shift in public opinion, that it was, you know, the Hispanic community that spoke the loudest when they said that this absolute, you know, immigration crisis is unacceptable. It's because they were suffering the worst. They saw it the worst. They saw it first in places like New York and elsewhere, not just the border communities, when we saw all these Democrat blue border towns turning Republican red.
Yeah, it's the truth. There's really not many other ways to look at it for why you'd want to do that. And then you saw the impact in November, 100%. Griff, we always appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend, and watch the Supreme Court. That's going to be a big story today.
Yes, we sure will.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.